Are we going to have a recession in the next 6 to 12 months?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Dow Jones Industrial Average is a forward-looking indicator, and the rule of thumb is that it turns directions around half a year before the GDP. And as most rule of thumbs, it does not always hold. For example, in this century, the index did not drop 6 months before the recession of 2001. However, it totally predicted a recession for 2003-2004 period, which actually never happened. In 2007, the Dow Jones Industrial Average soared. On October 10, 2007, the index reached its all-time high to that date and ended the year at 6.4% above its previous year's level, although it did drop below its October highs. The recession started from January 2008. By March 2009, Dow Jones Industrial Average had given up all its gains over the previous 12 years. In 2019, Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped sharply between April and June. However, it recovered all its losses, and in July, it passed 27,000. As of this taping, the July highs have not been reached again, and the index is now mostly trending sideways. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is not making any directional movement, and it is not predicting anything that is happening for the next 12 months. But this is not the only index. The Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, has been trending down since the middle of 2018. And the National Business Confidence Index has turned negative since May of this year. The Conference Board survey of CEOs shows their confidence has tanked, being negative now for 4 quarters in a row. On the other side of the equation, Consumer Sentiment Index dropped significantly in August, and while recovered some of its losses in September, it is still 7% below its last year's level. The GDP's growth dropped from 3.1% to 2.0%. Term structure of interest rate has inverted for months now, and due to the tariff wars, the volume of trade has dropped. U.S. exports have dropped significantly more than imports, resulting in a sizable increase in trade deficit. The export order for manufacturing, which was riding high through the mid-2018, has been dropping faster than any other time than during the Great Recession. Similar to the fall of 2007, there are a lot of data that are still positive: stock market, labor market, consumer sentiment, etc. However, the biggest advantage compared to then is that U.S. banking system, which is now flushed with money, was on the verge of illiquidity then. Recession, however, is part of the business cycle. And Wall Street Journal has now raised its expectation of a recession in 2020 to 47.5%, up from 18% in October of last year. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.